Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the Associate Director, Parochial Vicar of the Catholic Community. The readings are from the Christmas Mass during the day. We hope you enjoy.
What is so special about today? This chilly day in Palo Alto, what is so special about today? This day, this date in our calendar where people find themselves suddenly feeling generous. Buying gifts at the mall or from Amazon, finding material ways to express immaterial values. Is it all about converting the Mr. Scrooges of our world into a cheerful lot? To make everyone act like Tiny Tim, wishing everyone a blessed Christmas. My own memories infused with childhood memories of my older sister waking me up at 4:30 in the morning to unwrap presents, while my mother would watch behind us, falling asleep in her favorite comforter. So what is so special about today, making so many of us act in ways we know we ought to act every moment of our lives? What is so special about today? The great prophet Isaiah proclaims, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is King." The prophet proclaims that we are the children of wonderful news. Our lives are not meant to be spent in the dismal drudgery of depression. That our lives are not supposed to be inundated with fear. That we aren't supposed to be children always wondering where the next meal will come from. Afraid that we will be struck by a stranger. Or living without the hope of a better day. We are children of a God who never forgets his promises, a God that has prepared us for a life of light, happiness, and peace, that our God has restored us to our proper dignity as the children of God. Mortal creatures that we are nonetheless made in the image of God, his instruments of grace and love. Mortal creatures that we are, on this Christmas day, we remember that the Word indeed was made flesh. Centuries upon centuries ago, Saint Leo the Great reminds us, Christian, acknowledge your dignity, and becoming a partner in the divine nature, refuse to return to the old baseness by degenerate conduct. Remember the head and the body of which you are a member. Recollect that you were rescued from the power of darkness and brought out into God's light and kingdom. He goes on saying, by the mystery of baptism, you were made the temple of the Holy Ghost. Do not put such a denizen to flight from your base acts and subject yourself once more to the devil's thraldom because you were purchase money is the blood of Christ, because he shall judge you in truth, who ransomed you in mercy, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit reigns forever and ever. Amen. The nativity of our Lord reminds us of our dignity. It reminds us how much God the Father sacrificed in order to allow us to become one with the Son of God. That the Father gave his most precious possession so that we may become one with him. That God did not want to condemn us. God did not want to smite us. God did not want to mock us or destroy us or embarrass us. No, that God desires our hearts so surely that he's willing to give up his most precious possession in order to own our hearts. The nativity of our Lord reminds us of our dignity. It reminds us how bold we can be. On the morning human being would have cowered down at the sight of the Archangel Gabriel. A regular human being would have doubted Gabriel's message. However, the Blessed Mother on that fateful March day did not cower, did not doubt. She looked into the angel's eyes and asked a bold question. How can a virgin find herself pregnant? The Nativity of our Lord reminds us of our dignity, that God the Son loves us so much that through the power of the Eucharist, we are given the very power of God. Yes, we still sin. Yes, we are still proud. We are still greedy. We are still self-centered. Yes, we still lie. We still cheat. We're still lazy. But despite this, the Nativity reminds us of what we can be. We can be selfless, like how the Mother of God aided an elderly woman to give birth in her old age. That we can be heroically sacrificial, like how St. Joseph and his family gave up land and home, comfort and possessions, running from Israel to Egypt for the sake of the baby Christ. That we can accept hardship, like that of a mother seeing her only son be crucified. By virtue of our baptism, we are capable of amazing things. Granted, we trust in the gifts the Holy Spirit has given us at our baptism. Christian, acknowledge your dignity. Christian, acknowledge your dignity as we meditate on this solemn and divine mystery of this child prince, this Son of God, this Word made flesh. Let us behold our dignity. Empowered by the Eucharist, let us live as the child Christ lived. Love as the child Christ loves, and reign as the child Christ reigns. Christian, acknowledge your dignity and behold what it means to be a true son, a true daughter of the living God.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.